Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. These headlines just keep coming in, Alan. Melting of ice sheet could flood coastal cities by 2100.
And still we put our heads in the sand. I am so sick of saying this over and over and over again. What about our children? What about our grandchildren? What about their children? And yet, when the President of the United States tries to modify policy, he gets hell for it. You know, if there is a history, we are going to look back on this time and say, we blew it. We had a chance. We didn't do what we could. I'm not saying we can reverse it. I'm just simply saying we should be trying.
Next up, Donald Trump under fire revises comments on abortion penalty.
Well, look, this one really may hurt him. Up until now, you know, keep all the Muslims out. It basically plays to the xenophobic crowd, and it helps you in a primary because often those are the folks who turn out in a Republican primary. He's way ahead in the acquisition of delegates, yet he knows he had to do something in order to get that small number of zealot Republicans who vote in a primary to vote for him. So he goes too far. He says that abortion should be criminalized, number one, and number two, that people who have them should, quote, be punished. Oh, brother. Well, look, I got news for you. A lot of people have abortions in this country who you would not suspect have abortions. They may have a different political philosophy. They may even be pro-life. But in fact, it is an option. You take that option away, and there are going to be a lot of very angry people. Well, they must have known he made a big mistake by saying it because he came back and he changed his mind and he said the doctors should be held responsible. Well, you know, it's one step removed, but on the other hand, it isn't going to help all those people who think that someday they just may need this help. In the meantime, the FDA is coming out and making it easier to get the abortion pill. And there is no question that when Hillary Clinton comes out and sounds like the voice of sanity on all of this, because she is, and talks about what an insult this is to American womanhood, this is bad for Trump. So now you have the conservatives and the liberal community turning around and saying this guy is out of control, and I think it's going to hurt him.
Well, this hurt him. From the New York Times, some of the country's best-known corporations, including Apple, Google, and Walmart, are just among some of the companies growing nervous about participating in the Republican convention, Alan.
That's correct, David. These conventions cost a huge amount of money to put on, and you've got to get people who have an interest in working with the government, so they're approached, they're asked if they want to participate. They say yes, their arm is twisted hard against the small of their back. And they have no options here. But when you get something like this kind of controversy, it means that they have at least an excuse for saying no. And they are saying no, apparently.
Will there be a yes to a New York State budget? The negotiations over that budget have spilled into today. And of course, the Friday is the deadline, April 1st. Talks among Governor Cuomo, Senate Republican leaders, and Assembly's Democratic majority focused on the minimum wage hike, tax relief, and Cuomo's plan to reduce Medicaid costs. Of course, the one thing not there, ethics reform.
Well, let me put it this way. It's the same old sham that it's always been. They go up to the last minute. Obviously, the governor says one thing, but when the smoke clears, it's not quite what he had said. He wants a $15 minimum wage. Okay, so then how long is it going to take to get it? Is it 1 year or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years? You better bet that the Republicans in the state Senate are not happy about the $15 an hour wage. It's not the most money in the world, but I can tell you that there are a lot of small businesses who are really genuinely going to get hurt because they have to come up with this kind of money. And when the smoke clears, there'll be a compromise. The only question is how long it will take to get it done. As for ethics, that's disgusting. The fact that it's not in the budget package shows that even though the governor has said once again he's all for it, he's going to do it, it doesn't seem like it ever really gets done. We've seen it in the past. The fact that he's not doing it has to indicate that, well, maybe he doesn't really want it that much.
My political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Dave.